Chapter 1. The Burn Pit.
Brittany Young is as unique as the Hawaiian Islands that she calls home. Brittany is a fun-loving 16-year-old girl growing up on the beautiful island of Maui, which is the 7th of the 8 major Hawaiian Islands. Although Maui is small enough to drive around in less than a day, there are more than 100,000 residents, and Brittany considers herself lucky to be one of them. This lively teenager enjoys all the special things that Maui has to offer. She loves to surf, snorkel, paddle, and barbecue at the beach, and to enjoy world-famous sunsets with her family and friends. Brittany's college plans will likely take her to the continent of the United States, 2,500 miles from her island home, but the spirit of the islands will always be with her. When you meet Brittany, you are instantly greeted with a cheerful, easy smile that makes you think her life is as carefree as the tropical birds that sing her awake each morning. But Brittany's life has been anything but carefree. When Brittany was only 7 years old, her world was shattered, and her life changed forever. The date was May 24th, 1997. It seemed like a normal spring day. 7-year-old Brittany was returning from a birthday party. As the young family car turned the corner onto Cook Road, Brittany and her brother Jake made their usual request. They begged their mom to let them out of the car so they could walk the rest of the way home. The Youngs lived along a mile-long, dusty road, dotted with houses, each hidden behind a mask of eucalyptus trees.
Brittany and her brother Jake stand in their front yard.
Mrs. Young pulled over, and Jake was out of the car in an instant. Brittany, as usual, was flying right behind him. Jake was 9 years old, 18 months older than his sister. The two seemed attached at the hip. When Mrs. Young called out to Brittany, reminding her to put her shoes on, Brittany resisted. "Jake doesn't have shoes on," she said. Before Mrs. Young could argue, the two children were off and running up the road barefoot. Their laughter bounced off the trees as they passed an old protea farm. In its day, this particular farm was beautiful. It looked like a glorious burst of fireworks. Protea are one of the world's most unusual flowers. Native to South Africa, they grow especially well in the Kula area of upcountry Maui. Kula, where Brittany lived, is a residential area sitting on the side of Haleakala, which is a dormant volcano.
A protea flower in full blossom.
Jake stopped when they reached the old farm, and so did Brittany. The owner had let most of the flowers die off a while ago. He had neglected many things on his land. In fact, a grand old eucalyptus tree used to stand on the edge of his property. The awesome tree towered over the road. It had been removed a few years earlier, but the giant stump had stubbornly remained. The owner did not want to pay to have the stump taken out, so he decided to burn it. He burned cuttings and trash in the center of the stump, turning it into a dangerous fire pit. When the stump finally sank into the earth, it left behind a crater 14 feet across and more than 5 feet deep. Jake stared at the hole where the stump had once sat, bravely grasping the ground with its massive roots. He then crept closer to the crater, with Brittany close behind him. When they got to the edge, they peered in. The kids had watched the tree shrink in size for many months, but never quite believed that it would really be gone. In the past, they had seen open flames in the stump. The fire had scared them away from peering this closely. Today, though, the white ash looked like a blanket of snow covering the hole. Jake poked his stick into the circle. The fire appeared to be gone. What they didn't understand was that although there were no flames, the coals were still burning hot underneath the white cover. Jake and Brittany circled the crater, poking their sticks into the ash. Brittany reminded Jake that they were supposed to go right home. Jake assured her that they'd go in a minute. With those words still hanging in the air, he stepped onto the inside ledge that lined the pit. It was like taking the first step into a pool. Even though she was anxious about getting home on time, Brittany followed him. Jake had made it to the other side of the crater, so Brittany assumed that the ground was solid everywhere, but it wasn't. When Brittany put her left foot down onto the ledge, she began to sink. At first, she didn't realize what was going on. It happened so quickly. Before she knew it, she had sunk up to her knees. It was then that Brittany began to feel intense heat beneath her feet and a bitter acid taste in her mouth. There was a moment of stunned silence when even the birds seemed to hold their breath. That silence was immediately shattered by an endless, piercing scream. Brittany's legs were encased in hot coals that had been burning for the past 3 days. The temperature was around 1,200 degrees, quickly destroying Brittany's thin legs as she struggled to escape. Unable to use her legs, Brittany hoisted herself out of the hole with her arms. At this point, she wasn't fully aware of what she was doing. All she could think about was getting home.